It's the DJT, getting it on. Your Teflon Don on the White House lawn. Against wimps like you, I'll win a third term. Your campaign's like your family. Crash and burn. Keep looting and violence, we'll keep the MAGA movement quiet. Is this me? That's a riot. Why'd you step behind the gym? I'll be standing by. See how tough you are against the 45. I should've hoped for your whole party. Bigger than the one I blew through, cause I'm Soleimani. Then I go and bone on Melania. I'm gonna smash you, Joe.
Like China.
I got all the best cognition with all the top grammar. I'm not a little girl's shoulders, so you can't touch this MC stammer.
You're a disaster inciting hysteria.
You say I'm selling hate in America, you're selling hate in America.
Like with Hillary, the people aren't swayed.
Just Barack's shadow, and I don't really like the shade.
The pain of losing loved ones is something I have seen. So I know how you must have felt when they killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Ooh. Rap lyricists ain't for you. You should stick love letters for Kim Jong-un. You're a wrestling heel. Nothing about you's real.
Bitch, you didn't even really write the art of the deal.
But you tapped into the rage of red Mad Hatters. Well, let me tell you, Trump,
all lies matter. I don't want to defund no police. I picked a DA for my VP. I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm just an old-ass man with some decency.
Wrong.
No matter what you try to say, global warming. You pulled out a parachute. Should've pulled out a Stormy Daniels.
I ain't sleepy, I'm tired.
You, Donald Trump, you're fired.
The only thing getting fired on my watch is tear gas from law enforcement. I'll keep America great. You'll unleash Antifa and keep America like Portland. Ain't nothing gonna beat me. No person, woman, man, camera, TV. They impeached me. I still walked out of D.C. looking peachy. You got the sloppy Joe, but no beef. The only white privilege I see are those teeth. Maybe teach your son a thing or two about life. Like there's no hunting season for your dead brother's wife. You and your mask and your Knight Rider shades are getting revoked like your Roe versus Wade. There's no blue wave. Forget it, not coming. Like I tell criminals, Joe, stop running.
Was Breonna Taylor running? You dog whistling fool. I think your daddy would finally be proud of you. He was a racist asshole, too.
Что ты сделал?
What's this malarkey?
Oh, еба!
Keep at it and you'll end up in jail, hoss. I'll take you down like a mule and you're a mailbox. From all your wads to the SATs. Everything you ever did, you just had to cheat. Cause you're too insecure to even look like a loser. You're the worst damn Republican since Herbert Hoover. When you scooped up a sycophantic overflow loser. Remember came the Constitution's domestic abuser. 200,000 deaths lying at your door. You think they're suckers like McCain in the Marine Corps. Sometimes I can't tell for which side you're rooting. When we go high, you go down on poop. Truth is, you're scared to lose. You got nothing in the bank that I owe you. You whine about balance like a bitch. But the only thing that's rigged is taxes for the rich. Huh. You're a freeloader. Change your name to Trump. My campaign's ramping up. You can't get down to rape. I'm pulling away faster than your wife's hand. For the love of democracy, will you shut up, man?
Hold on. Who's done?
And that was ERB, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, Epic Rap Battles, Battles of History. And it's by a group called ERB. You can hear some of the words. You can see them better. And the different Trump and Biden impersonator folks doing the dance on YouTube, if you want to check it out. Again, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, Epic Rap Battles of History. So next up on what is apparently doomed to be kind of a documentary recitation of this incident that kind of exposed Deborah Elston and her crew of homeless targeting ticketers. Again, this was a couple weeks ago where the incident involving a guy called Josh, who got hit by her vehicle when he was trying to photograph her because he felt that she was engaging in a false form of citation or prep for citation against the vehicular home or vehicle of Alicia Cool, who also has some notoriety and some fame in the community as a city council candidate She lost, but she got more than 4,000 votes, and she has been fighting pretty steadfastly and pretty strongly and often pretty articulately for basic rights for people. And some of it is a battle for her own survival in her vehicle with her family, her three children, and her disabled partner. But the real issue for me is the broader rights of all folks in their vehicles and cars who are trying to live there because they don't have other options, or maybe even because they choose to live there. But I think mostly this is an economic thing, and it certainly shouldn't be criminalized by those who somehow want to not just claim the all the private property in the town, but they also want to claim the public streets, public sidewalks, and the right to control behavior and even presence of the poor-looking people, those who are not so upscale, and in a way, well, create a situation that drives them out of town, both with the police force and volunteer to the police force. So I got a list of the, I guess they're the badge numbers of all these volunteer officers headed by Deb Elston. She's number 502, the head of the list. They include Louis Miranda, Haley Richmond, Margie Way, Kyle Wade, Monica Jung, a whole bunch of other folks, probably very public-spirited people who believe they are enforcing simply laws in an objective and equal manner and maintaining peace, freedom, law and order, and all that's American in Santa Cruz. I don't know. I haven't spoken to these volunteer police officers, but there's quite a number of them. It's like a volunteer gang of people who are armed with legal authority to give citations, drag people into court, confront them with jail if they don't appear in court, seize their vehicles, which in some cases are their homes. These are really serious powers to give to people, and indeed even more powers have been given to other city employees to issue citations way back in, that was May or June, when Martine Bernal introduced this, I guess, I don't know, was she introduced it? I think he may have done that, but he was given the power, and all these agencies were given the power to issue citations. I called it deputizing them. The staff that created the ordinance denied it was deputizing, so they could just give tickets within their area of expertise, but that wasn't brought out in the law. That wasn't spelled out in the law. But in any case, there seems to be a massive increase in police powers in Santa Cruz, which it's not used extensively yet, but it's like a viper laying in wait, and it's a dangerous thing as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, this next bit of documentation of the Josh arrest, because he was arrested. He wasn't taken into custody, but he was arrested for false imprisonment because he stopped this squad car by standing in front of it and trying to take the photo and demanding that they wait until a police officer came so he could file a complaint against them. Of course, when the police came, they refused to take a complaint against their sister or fellow officers, and they let the Deb Elston and her gang of, I don't know, tire-marking thugs is kind of what I want to call them, but, you know, you can call them whatever you want. Let them leave. Anyway, here's Stephen, who works with a group called Nomad, who I also contacted, and he went off to this incident on Delaware Street 2 weeks ago to see what was going on and reported back the following.